was very proud, mate. I'm very proud to have been here as long as I have, and overall, I think I've done a good job. And happy to be manager of Maidenhead United Football Club.
And of course, this weekend, a 2-0 victory. I mean, can you sum up today's performance?
We were excellent today. For 45 minutes, we completely bossed the game. We could have been 4-5-0 up, and I'm not exaggerating. We played some great football in the first half, and it's only at half-time we had to take off Michael Pooks, and then we lost our shape a little bit, and they got a bit into it, but it was thoroughly deserved. I don't think there'll be no complaints from Eastbourne Borough.
And of course, I know you're slightly worried about tiredness and playing too many games, but it didn't seem to be a problem today then.
No, today was fine. We changed a few of them around. We left a few out last week, like Harry and Reese, and we brought them back in today. So we've done really well, mate, as a team, as a squad.
And of course, you mentioned before that David Pratt was the scorer of both goals. I mean, you've stressed how important he is to your season, and he's proving it so far.
Yeah, you know, he's a player that I identified years and years ago. Always been a hard-working, honest player, and good in the changing room. So he was somebody we wanted to get on board. Didn't think we would get him. But when he was surplus to requirements at Basingstoke, then, you know, I moved very quickly. He knew one or two of the boys, which always helps. And he's come in, mate. And not only has he scored a few goals, he works hard. He puts himself about. He's really honest as the day's long. So we're happy for him and we're happy to have him.
So, yeah, let's pick up on that point. How, you know, the first thing you mentioned about David Pratt was how he's hard working and plays for the team. Is that the Maidenhead way above everything else, that you need to work hard and essentially play for the shirt?
Well, one thing I learned as a manager last year, I've been managing 10 years, and it was the first time we were in a relegation dogfight and got relegated. And one thing I learned, somebody said to me, you should have a team that represents what the manager was like. And I wasn't one of these skillful players. I was more of a hard-working, grafting type centre forward. So I'm trying to get people on board that have got a bit of flair about them, but are willing to work hard. And we've improved the fitness levels this year. And, you know, it showed.
And, of course, you have another game on Tuesday. Games come thick and fast nowadays.
Oh, they come thick and fast, mate. There's no let-up. And we haven't got the biggest of squads, but we've got some good youngsters in the wings. So we'll freshen up a bit here and there and see how we go, but try and keep the run going.
And, of course, you know, as we mentioned at the start of the interview, you've been managging for over 300 games now. Do you still have that passion for the game? Still excited by it all?
Oh, without a doubt, mate. There's still times where when you lose, you know, you want to beat up everybody in sight and it ruins your weekend and your week. But overall, 9 times out of 10, I'm happy. They're a good bunch of boys to manage, and I look forward to going in and coaching them and managing them. So long may it continue.